Now, forget about the presidential candidates for a moment, if you would, because for the past 2 weeks, we've been bringing you a series called Take Me to Your Leader. NPR's David Greene has been traveling the country trying to understand how people define leadership. And a listener, Mike Morrow, emailed David to say the trip would not be complete unless David visited Walsh, Colorado, population 700.
I can't tell you how quickly Walsh would fly by if you were driving across the empty grasslands of southeast Colorado and didn't need to stop for a coffee or a soda. But we had an appointment to meet Dr. Bob Morrow, whose son wrote us that email.
I'd like to welcome all of you here. I'm just amazed that you would come to our little community. We're usually kind of on the outskirts of the edge of the world, we think sometimes.
Dr. Morrow's a dentist, former mayor, former fire chief, current city council member, and he's county coroner. And there are downsides to holding that job in a small community. Dr. Morrow remembers being on duty as coroner in the 1990s, and he was dispatched to his mother's house.
My foster mother, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, she just passed away naturally, and she was at the kitchen table.
He said this comes with the territory.
Here it's going to happen on a frequent basis. You're going to know a lot of the individuals that you have to respond to. And
you had to go and literally be the one to pronounce your mom dead that passed away.
Right.
Oh, God. That.
Yeah.
That was an impossibly hard day for Dr. Morrow, but he remembers the sense of duty, of feeling that he had a job that day, so that was that. And for a place this small to survive, it seems to take a lot of people willing to wear different hats and step up. It's the kind of leadership Mike wrote about in that email he sent, the reason he asked me to come to Walsh in the first place.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Okay, man, what in the world you got there?
Doing a little radio report about Walsh.
Well, that's all right.
Dr. Morrow brings us to the corner grocery store. About 2 years ago, the company that owned the store said they were closing down and moving out. For a time, that meant a half-hour drive out of town to shop. That's when the community took over. A group of residents came together, formed a co-op, and sold $50 shares around town. And the store reopened.
We have all the dairy products, the ice creams, the TV dinners, all up and down this aisle here on this side.
Rick Mills heads the grocery store's board. He also owns the auto supply store on Main Street. The grocery store, he says, brought in more than $1 million in its first year. It's been the engine of the little economy.
Once the dollars leave, they don't come back. And they're gone to the city, and that's where they stay. The people from the big city aren't going to come to Walsh, Colorado to do their grocery shopping or any other type of shopping as far as that goes.
A few blocks away, Dr. Morrow brings us to see his wife, Dolly. She teaches in Walsh's K-12 school system. She's also known in town for starting the Walsh Art Center.
You do have a feeling of empowerment in a small community, and that may sound silly, but it's true.
She says she may not have been able to swing an art center in a larger city.
You get all bogged down by the bureaucracy and the theys and thems and everything else. And when it's the us and the we, I feel like that's much more powerful.
Dr. Morrow has this massive metal ring with keys that seem to open every building in town. He takes us to the town's small theater where his wife's organization runs performances. The doctor takes us to see the firehouse, city hall. This is a tour he's proud of.
This community refuses to die, and that's why it's still here. It was moved here when the railroad came, and it should have been gone a long time ago, but these people, they love each other, and they're not going to die.
Dr. Bob Morrow and the people of Walsh, Colorado. I'm David Greene, NPR News.